Dear God, I'm reading this to learn about you and myself. Please speak to me by your Holy Spirit. Speak to me by your Holy Spirit. Help me understand what you want me to know in this text. Just very simple, straightforward. Then you start reading. Don't rush, just read. I know sometimes, of course, you all know that Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms. And you get to the end and it says, "Search me and know my heart. Know of any evil ways that are within me." Now see, whenever I'm reading like this, I kind of get caught on that. And I sit there and I think about that. And a lot of times, I'll take that one verse and that'll be my prayer for the day. Dear God, search me and know me. Show me any evil ways that are in me. I can just say that as a breath prayer over and over and over again all day long. I always like to keep a notebook handy. Whenever I first get up in the morning, my brain is going 100 miles an hour. Anybody else have that issue? Jamie gets mad at me because my head hits the pillow at night and I am out of it. She claims I snore. I don't believe it. I never hear myself. But in the morning, I wake up and my brain's already going. And I have to write things down to allow myself to quiet. Because when they're down on the paper, they kind of just bleep, bleep. Right. You know? Kind of like Lawrence Welk's bubbles used to do. You know? Just seeing if you're listening. Anybody under 25 is going, "Lawrence Welk?" But also, as God shows insights to you, write them down. Write them down. I always like to ask myself these four questions. Why did the Israelites or early Christians record this history? Record this story. See, you have to understand, in the New Testament, the only reason why we have a New Testament is because of the hundreds and thousands of house churches that were in Rome and Corinth and Philippi and Thessaloniki and all those communities. People like Paul would write letters to that church and they would keep them. And then eventually all those churches came together and they said, "Hey, wait a minute, we got..." And those letters passed around to those churches, right? That's the only reason why we have a New Testament, is because churches kept these special letters, right, that were written. So we need to ask ourselves, why did the Israelites, as far as the Old Testament, or the early Christians, why was this letter, why was this story important enough that they would remember it, write it down, keep it safe from all the things that went on in that day? Two, what does this passage teach about God? What does this passage teach about God? If you notice, I put these on your insert because I wanted to make sure you got them. All right? So I want you to take this home with you. What does this passage teach about God? Three, what does this passage teach about human beings? And four, what does this passage teach about me? You see, the Bible is a book about God. It's a book about humanity. It's a book about God's relationship with humanity. And it's a book that is meant to positively shape who we are. Remember what Paul wrote to Timothy. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching. Useful. Useful. That means you got to use it, right? You got to get into it. It's useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God, everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to worship you, our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. We give you praise from the depths of our souls, Lord. And we thank you that we have an opportunity to experience a gorgeous and beautiful day. We give you praise for thinking of us before our eyelids were open today, to this day. We thank you, God, for all that you have planned for us. Anoint us in such a way, Lord, that we can put your word all around us. Wherever we go, may your hedge of protection, may your word be present among us, God, so that no matter where we go, we represent you, God. We represent Christianity. We represent this church. Give us strength, Lord. Empower us to act like your children. In Jesus' name, amen.